Greetings, Earthlings. I am the Bob. This is the Fish Bee. A different type of show tonight. For those of you that love it when I just go off and start bitching about shit, oh boy, do we have a doozy for you? Have I had a day to the point that Fish B gets one question and one question only at the end of the show, so it better be a good one, and that's tonight's format. That's just the way we're going to roll. That's just the way we're going to rock it. You're going to have to deal with it. Because believe it or not, in the over a year of doing this show, every day, despite my health, no matter how bad I've been, I found a way to at least sit up for 20 minutes at a table to do the show. Not tonight. Tonight, for the first time ever, I'm lying down and doing the show, which is, take it from me, a much more relaxing way to work, you know? I think I'm going to become a prostitute, because this lying down on the job thing certainly is working for me. So I woke up this morning, and it was just one of those days, health-wise, where the first thing I wanted when I woke up wasn't nicotine, wasn't a shower, wasn't to use the restroom. The first thing I wanted when I woke up was a spine transplant. It was just one of those days. I could barely breathe. It was rough, and today was a bad day for that to happen, because today was moving day. I moved from southeast Tijuana, a neighborhood known as Florido. And I have come to the Zona Centro, kind of the much, much, much more bougie part of Tijuana. But that required me to, and again, I'm living out of a suitcase, so it's not like I had to pack up an entire house, but I had to pack up everything I have to make this podcast go, all my clothes, shoes, bathing suits, thongs, etc. You know, the stuff. So packing up all that stuff with a bad back kind of put me in a sour mood to begin the day. Pain has a tendency to do that to a person. So I finally get that done. I finally get packed. I call an Uber to come get me in southeast Tijuana, known as Florida. And not one, not two, three different Uber drivers were 4 minutes away, then 5 minutes away, then 6 minutes away, and then canceled the trip because apparently I simply could not be found. So eventually, after 45 minutes of waiting for an Uber finally comes to get me. Then we drive clear across town, and then the new Uber guy can't find where we're going here in Zona Centro. It took 5 minutes of driving around, but we finally found it. We finally found the house. The good news is the home is absolutely stunning. It is gorgeous. Marble floors, Italian furniture, fireplace, a glass patio. It's amazing, this home. It is stunning. We'll take some pictures tomorrow, perhaps. But there is a downside. There is a downside to this particular crib, and this comes in handy. Just a fact about me you might need to know. I don't do puzzles of any kind. There is something wrong with my brain and my prefrontal cortex, and I simply cannot solve simple problems, and especially simple puzzles. The reason this comes into play in this house is because this house, to get in, has, now follow me here, it has three doors, six locks, four keys. Three doors, six locks, four keys. Yeah, I know, Fishby, I know. And one of these entrances, you have to unlock the bottom one, hold that unlocked, and only then will that send an electrical signal to the top lock, allowing you to do the top lock. I've never even heard of this technology, but apparently it exists because I've used it today. So I get in the house, and by the way, oh, I probably left out another area of, I could complain about this too. Since the Uber driver couldn't find me, I had to carry my 55-pound suitcase. I didn't carry it. I dragged it. It's on four wheels, but still, I had to carry it up this hill for him to find me. And then when I finally get to the house, there's a difficult flight of steps on the way to this particular home that I'm also dragging. So at this point, I want a spine transplant. I want an IV of the best medication Tijuana has to offer immediately. Someone please take me to the hospital. And I didn't, before I left, I didn't realize I was out of ibuprofen. I'm out of sleeping pills. So when I finally get here, I finally get settled. Job number one is there's a gas station around the corner. I was going to at least walk over there and get those said items, right? So on my way over there, it's not a garage door, and it's technically a gate, but you can't see through the gate. But as I'm walking along the sidewalk around the corner, I see the gate open and I see this big black SUV coming back out. So I stop, and then the black SUV makes its way to the street, you know, starts to put it in drive, and I start, you know, continue down my way down the driveway or down the sidewalk, excuse me. And then out of nowhere, this animal, this beast, which is like part German Shepherd, part pit bull, part werewolf, part Bigfoot, part Great Dane, part Saint Bernard, part mystery animal, attacks my leg in my already suspect health conditions. My calf is ripped to shit by this fucking dog. It doesn't knock me over, but it damn near does. And for those of you that know me especially well, and you can probably gauge by listening to this podcast on occasion, my mouth has a tendency to get a little saucy and a little salty at times, and I was not pleased with this guy and his dog. And this guy stops his car once he sees his dog fucking mauling me like this 900-pound beast mauling my right calf. And I'm like, dude, your dog. And this guy, instead of having some kind of sympathy or saying sorry or trying to corral his dog, starts yelling at me like I did something to the dog. He starts yelling at me in perfect English. Where's the blood, motherfucker? Where's the blood, motherfucker? Oh, God. So now I need a spine transplant. I'm limping down the road. I'm bleeding down my calf. My sock is slowly becoming like a blood-stained O.J. Simpson, you know, like court evidence. It was bad. And then I finally make it back to the home where I'm staying. And then I mentioned the part where I don't do puzzles. The whole three doors, six locks, four keys things throws me off, and I accidentally lock myself in the garage for 45 minutes. I'm desperately trying. I'm on the phone calling someone for help. I'm texting someone for help. I'm direct messaging someone for help via Airbnb, but the person that I'm staying with, God bless them, they are absolutely wonderful, but they had a recent surgery and had gone down to rest upstairs in the giant master suite up there. This house is very bougie. It is beautiful. You'll love it. But they can't hear me, and they can't hear the phone. Therefore, it's just me downstairs, and I am freaking out. Like, I'm on the verge of a panic attack at this point. Things are not going good. 45 minutes locked in the garage. And then I left out one more other like fun fact. In the two blocks after I was attacked by the dog, I basically got another half block. And then there was this homeless fella who didn't speak any English, and I don't speak any Spanish, but was just harassing and haranguing me the entire way. And he had a shopping cart of like fluorescent lights and sticks, and kept acting like he was gonna fight me, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's on some kind of Jedi shit. And usually, like I'm no stranger to the big city. I'm pretty good at, you know, shooing a homeless person who's kind of off his rocker a little bit and potentially quite inebriated, but in a foreign language. This was the first time the language barrier really, really, really presented itself as a solid issue. So that was my day. How's your day been? That is, it's one of those days, I mean, all you can do is just kind of laugh. Life is an adventure. And for those of you wondering, oh my God, do you have to go to a Mexican hospital now and get yourself, not that there's anything wrong with Mexican hospitals, world-class healthcare, there's nothing wrong. Excuse me. Don't you need to go get a tetanus shot or something? My answer to that is no. I'm just gonna roll the dice. I figure I had a tetanus shot, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, and those things are good for like 10 years. I mean, you do the math. So I'm fine. If I've had a tetanus shot 15, 20 years ago, and they're good for 10 years, clearly that's the last thing on earth I feel like doing now. Oh, and the gas station, adding insult to injury. They had ibuprofen, but not sleeping pills. And tomorrow, I'm getting up at the crack of dawn because 7 a.m. Pacific is when the public Michael Cohen testimony starts. I'm going to be up all night because I can't sleep without sleeping pills. And I desperately, desperately, desperately will get up at 7 to watch Michael Cohen. So that's been my day. How has your day been? One of my friends texted me, one of the San Diego Globetrotters, and asked how the new place was. And I told her, if I had a home, I would go there. I just want to cry. I'm like, it's so bad. I don't even want to tell you about it. It's just been one of those days. But, you know, life is an adventure. You live, you learn. And clearly enough time now has passed that I can laugh about it while we do the podcast for this evening. The person that I'm staying with, that Airbnbs this place, is actually, I couldn't have lucked out. He is a tremendously fascinating individual. You know, for anyone who's ever sat next to me and a stranger on an airplane, I'll strike up a conversation, and I'm just genuinely fascinated and a curious human being. But the person that I'm staying with is a retired sociology professor, excuse me, from San Diego State University, who's written 3 books. So we're going to have a lot to talk about, me and this individual, while I'm here for the next month. So that's one great thing. That is one piece of good news is in terms of the beauty and the comfort of the house itself. I mean, marble floors, fireplace, balcony with the glass side. There's a 53-inch flat screen in my bedroom. You know, life is fine. The internet works real good. We're doing fine. At least that's what, you know. And I'm close to the city. I'm real close to downtown Tijuana. So life is gonna turn up from here. All right, Fishby. You get one question, Fishby, and this is the grand finale of the show. This is in lieu of Paleta Bola de Fuego, because clearly today, during the course of the day, I had other things going on other than the concept of putting together tonight's broadcast. Let it rip, Fishby. What do you got? Our one question from Fishbola reads as follows. Madonna or Whitney Houston? Seriously? Seriously, Fishby? After everything I've been through, you disrespect me? You disrespect the... I was going to give a litany of things that Fishby disrespected with that question, but really, that's not that. That's actually... In terms of cultural relevance, wow. I mean, Madonna has had a career that her cultural impact and the quality of music she's put out over almost like four fucking decades now. Madonna's like reeling in 70, basically. But Whitney Houston, one of the greatest performers, one of the greatest voices of all time. Oh, man. I'm going Whitney Houston. Sorry, Madonna. Sorry, I love Madonna. Madonna's one of my favorite people in the history of the world. If I could make love to just one woman for the rest of my life, that woman would probably be like a 1986 Madonna. I'd be cool with that. But Whitney Houston, and I mean that as a compliment. I mean that as a compliment to Madonna, and I see how some of my feminist friends might not see it that way. But Whitney, an American tragedy. But when Whitney had it going, that girl had it going. Just potentially the greatest singer that baby Jesus has ever sculpted in his tiny little baby hands. So. Anyways, I believe that's what we're going to call a show for tonight. We're just going to go ahead and say adios, amigos. We'll see what happens with Michael Cohen tomorrow. There's a whole bunch of other news I'm sure happened. I just didn't have a chance to get to. So if I can make it through today, you can make it through tomorrow, and so can I. And we'll meet right back here and we'll do it again, all right? Deal, love you, dap it out, pound, handshake, half hug, side kiss, air, love you.